Brittany. Hit me, baby, one more time. Xtina. What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free. Mariah. CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
D'Amanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate.
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts. With you till 1 o'clock, the noon hour slot. So glad to be here. This is Duncan, host of Dunkin' Donuts. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, at the University of British Columbia. That was Daft Punk from their last album from a couple years back. The album's called Human After All, and that song was Robot Rock. I had the very great opportunity. I got to see them in Toronto, and it was fantastic. It was like the greatest discotheque you could ever imagine going to, with two robots playing music for you with tremendous amounts of lights. I was completely sober. Everyone else seemed to be not so. And I was also the only one not wearing neon, I think. But it was still a lot of fun. The Rapture opened. That is a tough gig. They did not have much of a light show. They were pretty boring, actually. I like the Rapture, but they just couldn't keep up with the robot rock. So I was on vacation for a couple weeks. Thanks to Allison Benjamin for filling in for me 2 weeks ago, and then Mariel Kay for putting on an extra long episode of We All Fall Down last week. So we heard the Daft Punk. Also, while I was in Toronto, I saw the Handsome Furs. We're going to hear a song of theirs, and Hank, which is this awesome Toronto band, fronted by this very wry, slightly misanthropic man named Jez. So we're going to hear a song off of their album, How to Prosper in the Coming Bad Years. The song is called Ferox. But right before that, we're going to hear the Handsome Furs' Hate This City from their new album, Plague Park. When I was in Toronto and saw them at Lee's Palace, they said that the song is about Vancouver, that the Handsome Furs hate this city. So think about that when they come to town in September. You know, let's see what they have to say when they get here. They're going to be all like, oh, the song is about Toronto. We really love you guys. Not likely. Anyways, here are the Handsome Furs.
Oh, keep it still. There's no looking back. We only need to have one conversation. About the Great Escape, it was plagued by disaster and the story was fake. A long hard troll over to the UK. The drinks are flowing, the offers pouring in. It's an uncivilized country about to be tamed. This is dedicated to the ones we've had. Take this as a permanent invitation. Ecology of the
night.
The club seems dead, I'm for the home life.
We came to visit, they never went away.
I'll be a ghoulish experiment.
We came to visit, they never went away.
But when a vector in the corner, it creates amusement.
This club and the DJ tonight and the disc jockey tonight. A guy shows up, says he's the DJ of the night. Sven Fat. But it was me who fucked the goddamn club. I was the DJ tonight. The other DJ did a goddamn rubber shit because he pissed the fucking bell. I flooded the club. Look at the fat. Fat, fat.
Yes, I am. Because I'm fat. Stefan Lee. Just got clubs, you just got down flooded by some other DJ. He said, hello, brother. I ripped this goddamn thing up. Never stop. And his club is flooded. What can you say? What can you say? It's great.
So I flooded the club. I flooded the club. I flooded the club. I flooded the club. So I flooded the club. So I flooded the club. I flooded the club, it was flooding over, water over. I flooded the club. I bought this club, I'm a DJ tonight. I got that called Sven Fat. He says it was me who flooded the club. He said he was the DJ of the night.
I am Sven Fat.
I was a DJ on that. And so the other DJ needed a rubber sheet because he missed it. Flooded. Flooded. Flooded.
Screen in Van City put on the glitz for the 19th annual Vancouver Queer Film Festival, August 16th to 26th. Vancouver's largest, most fabulous 11-day arts event brings film lovers and filmmakers together to experience the world's best new independent films about queer lives. Tickets are available at TicketsTonight.ca, Cinemark Tinseltown, Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, and Black Dog Video. Visit OutOnScreen.com for full film listings. The Vancouver Queer Film Festival, worth coming out for.
Yes, Queer Film Festival coming up. Definitely check it out. Out on screen, always a good time. So up there we heard some Handsome Furs. They're coming to town soon. Some Hank. I don't think they're coming to town anytime soon. They're in Toronto. I don't think they can really make it out here, unfortunately. I think it would be a blast if they did. After that, we heard some Von Sudenfed. That's a collaboration between Mark E. Smith of The Fall. If you know The Fall, you'll recognize that voice. And Mouse on Mars. Pretty cool album. Very different than... Well, so, you know, quite different than The Fall. So kind of nice to see Mark E. Smith in his old age still stirring it up. Coming up, we have some new Caribou. Caribou has recently moved over from Domino to Merge Records, and he has a new album called Andorra coming out, I think, at the end of the month or soon thereafter. So we're going to hear the new song Melody Day. After that, we're going to hear a song called Nobody Loves Me by a band called The Bird Names. Here is Caribou. Nobody. Yeah. That was the bird names from Southern California. My friend David has been kind of writing about them, so that's why I know about them. I don't know how you can find their album or anything like that, but pretty good stuff. If you go to popsheep.com, that's the MP3 blog where I picked it up. There's a whole bunch of songs there about bird names, so you know, find out about them for yourself. Before that, we heard the new Caribou. Great track. I'm really looking forward to this new album. Caribou was in the soundtrack to a movie I saw the other night, which was kind of exciting, Helvetica. It's a documentary about the typeface Helvetica, and Caribou was in one of kind of the montages of one of the cities where there's lots of Helvetica. It was a nerdy moment, but fun. Speaking of nerdy moments, there's lots of shows happening in town. You know, nerd out with your herd out. Mohawk Lodge is playing tonight at the Anza Club. They just have a new CD yet, so I'm sure it's going to be an ecstatic occasion. Canaries are playing with Hawaiian Babies at Library Square tomorrow night. Let's see. Under the Volcano is happening on the 12th, which is this Sunday, at Kate's Park in North Van. I guess they've recovered from the oil slick near there and have been able to open up Kate's Park again. Black Mountain is headlining that show, and that's their only show anytime soon. So if you're Black Mountain, part of the Black Mountain Nation, get out there. Black Mountain Army, that's right. Get out there and check them out. And it's a pretty cool festival. Later in the month, the Paper Cranes are at Richards on August 17th. Bang Lime are at the Plaza that same night, the 17th. The Juan McLean are playing at the Shark Club on the 18th, the same night that Thor and Darkest of the Hillside Thickets are at the Lamplighter. I imagine my friend Graham will be there. Wilco is playing August 20th at the Malcolm Bowl. Au Revoir Simone and Oh No, Oh My are at the Media Club on August 22nd. Matt and Kim are canceled the next night, canceled for the second time, which is pretty annoying. I have to take my ticket back. The Doers are playing on August 24th. They're at the Ukrainian Hall. I imagine it's sort of a CD release party because we've just gotten the new album here. We're going to hear a track from them in a second. Tiesto is at GM Place on August 25th. The Pointed Sticks that night are at the Red Room. Lightning Dust is playing with the Cave Singers at Pat's on August 29th. And looking a bit further, Girl Talk and the Blow are playing at Pit Pub on September 6th. Spoon is playing the next night at the Commodore. Wolf Parade is playing that night at the Richards, at Richards on Richards. I believe it's totally sold out, though, so good luck with that. And looking even further ahead, Justice is playing on the 13th of October at the Commodore. That should be really cool. But getting back to music, which is what you're here for, we're going to hear something from the new Doers album. The new Doers album is called Gaiety. And we're going to hear the song Quality Products at Affordable Prices. And after that, we're going to hear a new song from a new album by a newish band called The Winter Mitts. They're a local band. I was actually in a band with their guitarist, Shane, and drummer and vocalist in high school. So it's really exciting to see that he has kept with it, whereas I have completely gone to the sidelines and now just kind of live through other people's glory. The new album is called The Castigadia Fault. It's really nice, and you should definitely check it out if you see it around town. Winter Mitts and Doers, local music. Let's hear some of it. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
If you want it done right, you know what to do. Don't have to stay up all night. Take a day or two. Take your time. Bouncing for crap.
This city was meant for me. This city was meant for me. Concrete scenery. Concrete scenery. This city was meant for me. This city was meant for me. Concrete scenery. Concrete scenery.
Pretty nice, wasn't it? Some old Cub from their album Betty Cola. It was just—it's just been re-released by Mint, so with a few bonus tracks. Great album, re-released. What's not to like about that? Before that, we heard Winter Mitts and Doers. Okay, next up, we're gonna hear a song by the band Liars. Liars have recently canceled their show in Vancouver. That's because they decided to go on tour with Interpol instead, which is kind of too bad. I've never seen the Liars. I know they opened for John Spencer a few years ago, and then they played on my girlfriend's 30th birthday. That was tough. I almost had to try and finagle my way out of my girlfriend's 30th birthday, but it couldn't happen. So I had to go to that instead of going to see the Liars, and now they cancel, which is really too bad. But This album looks pretty good. It's their self-titled album. Their third album is their self-titled one, and it's the fourth album actually, and it's a bit more rocking than the previous one. So it's a bit less, much less abstract than Drums Not Dead, which is kind of nice because I'm more of a there's always room on the broom kind of guy. All right, let's give it a listen. Here are Liars.
Okay.
Just a sci-fi kid like you.
dusty stars, keen cars, living large, playing big guitars, hacking in, making holes in this lonesome heart. It's just an extra part in a killer game.
Travel till we find a host by which our darling fledglings will survive.
Nice. That's from a new album from Mira and Spectrophone International. Don't know much about it, but it's a new album on K. That song was called Following the Sun. What did we hear before that? I'm sorry, I was reading. I was in the middle of reading something, and suddenly the song stopped. Blitz and Trapper, Wild Mountain Nation. The song was called Sci-Fi Kid. They're coming to town pretty soon. I'm not sure when, but if you liked what you heard, look them up. And before that, we heard Liars. Not too much time left, about 7 minutes. So I'm just going to play a bit of Cave Singers and Vashti Bunyan. Cave Singers are new signee to Matador Records. They're from Seattle. Very lovely. You'll see what I mean when I play them soon. The album's coming out in September, but there's a song that's come out a bit early so we can hear what they sound like. And Vashti Bunyan has the 60s folk singer. She has an album of rarities coming out. I think it's called Something Stick in the Mind. And so this is a song called 17 Pink Sugar Elephants. It's very nice, too. All right, here is Cave Singers.
Oh, for the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Hey, all right, so just a couple of minutes left. Coming up, we have We All Fall Down with Mariel Kay. I presume she's on her way. After that, here she is. Yes. Beautiful. Thanks for filling in last week.
You're welcome.
Appreciated it. Ink Studs with Robin M. is coming up after that. And then Crimes and Treasons with Rico, Jules, and Brendan. And Morgan is here. So that's exciting. He's a great DJ. So it should be a good afternoon for you if you stay tuned to CITR. Thanks so much to that caller that called in with a really nice message. That was very, very kind of you. And that's it for this week. A couple of things. If you like what you heard and you want to hear it again, there's the podcast, so pick that up. Also, there's the Dunkin' Donuts blog now to keep you informed with what's happening in the world of Dunkin' Donuts. I think if you Google Dunkin' Donuts, the first hit is Dunkin' Donuts, the company. And then that blog is the second hit, but it's Dunkin's Donuts, all one word, .wordpress.com. And that's it for this week. Here is the last song, Vashti Bunyan, from the forthcoming collection of rarities called Some Things Just Stick in the Mind. This is 17 Pink Sugar Elephants.
I saw 17 pink sugar elephants sitting under a chestnut tree. I said good morning, pink sugar elephants, but they wouldn't speak to me. Each had two eyes, but they couldn't see me there. Each had four legs, but they couldn't go anywhere. And so we just sat that early autumn morning, sun not yet risen and magic everywhere. Speak to me, but he was a factory made pink sugar elephant, given to children for treats of tea. He had two eyes, but he couldn't see me there. He had four legs, but he couldn't go anywhere. So we just sat that early autumn morning, sun not yet risen, the magic everywhere.
Let's make rock and roll! First, we need a drummer to give us the beat. Now we need an electric bass guitar to boom out the low notes. Ah, here you go, yeah! Then we need a regular electric guitar playing some simple chords. Sing the word.
We gonna loogie doogie sapphire.
And some adults to say, what's that noise? They call that music?
I'm getting a terrible headache.